We have a few letters in the postbag this week. The first is from Richard Pennington of Norwich, who is worried about the dangers of city cyclists. Walking in Norwich is becoming very dangerous for several reasons, but the threat of a collision with a bicycle is my worst fear. Several times recently I have been very close to disaster, and if I had moved a few centimetres to either side, a collision would have resulted. They are silent and often move very quickly despite the conditions, especially the food delivery people, and when approaching from behind, are potentially lethal. The pedestrianisation of our city is wonderful, and it allows access for everyone, including those reliant on wheelchairs or other support vehicles. But it has removed curbs, and thus the physical separation of vehicles and pedestrians. Laws must be enforced, and this menace curtailed by the police or wardens of some kind. Highway Code Rule 64, you must not cycle on a pavement. Rule 69, you must not ride in a dangerous or careless or inconsiderate manner. This is very clear Norwich City Council. It's the law. You are on notice. Don't say you have not been warned if the lawsuits start rolling in.
The disappearance of footpaths has Terence Blacker of Rushall writing in. Has anyone noticed how our footpaths are disappearing? Across our region, most noticeably in South Norfolk, footpath signs are being allowed to rot and fall or disappear altogether. As a result, it is increasingly difficult for walkers to know where they can legally walk. The result? As paths fall into disrepair, they are being used less and less. If you try and discover who is responsible for this neglect, you'll quickly find yourself in a game of pass the parcel. Parish councils blame the county council or landowners. The county council is utterly indifferent and unresponsive, and too many landowners seem content to see footpath signs on their land knocked down, broken, chucked into brambles or a nearby ditch, or quietly removed. For all the warm, empty words spoken about the health benefits of exercise and contact with nature, those responsible for public rights of way are failing in the simple, practical task of basic maintenance. Do any of them care? Apparently not. Maybe it is time for an EDP Save Our Footpaths campaign.
We will end with two notes of thanks. The first from Tim Pigney of Helsdon. Recently, I had to have a procedure at the Quadrum Institute. What a wonderful place. I was in the hands of a very dedicated and highly professional team. The level of care was outstanding. Many thanks to all the staff.
Mrs. Cheryl Fulcher of Aylsham also has some words of thanks. May I please, through your letters page, thank the two ladies, one gentleman, two police officers, three security guards, and Matt, the marvellous paramedic on his bicycle, who came to my aid on the 20th of December 2025, when I tripped on an uneven piece of pavement outside Castle Quarter and badly broke my left elbow and front teeth. Matt was so professional, kind and funny. I would also like to thank the surgeons at NNUH who worked for 4.5 hours to repair my elbow. I'm sorry I can't remember the names of everyone who helped me, but your kindness was much appreciated.